This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When you take your kids to a restaurant, there is a certain set of rules that applies. Some spoken, sometimes not. Napkin in your lap, use your silverware, not your fingers. Don't talk with your mouth full. And then by the time they're in high school, you hope they've got their manners down. Kids from poor neighborhoods, though, might never have any of those experiences, which brings me to Cincinnati and the series that our education correspondent Amy Scott has been working on. It's about Euler School and how that school is trying to increase the number of its low-income students who make it to graduation. Today, as Amy reports, success can be more than just academic, you know.
Good morning, everyone, ladies and gentlemen.
Every Wednesday, the seniors at Euler meet for a lesson in life skills. Today's guest is smartly dressed in a suit and artsy glasses. She goes by the name Q.
I'm here to talk a little bit about etiquette, specifically business etiquette. Can anybody tell me what they think etiquette means?
The following week, the students will go out for lunch at a nice restaurant downtown. So today they go over what to wear. No jeans, low heels, hats off, boys. What to order, nothing too messy or expensive. For some of these seniors, it'll be the first time they've ordered from a menu or confronted a salad fork.
I did not, you know, come out of the womb knowing how to eat at a business lunch. That doesn't happen. And if you make a mistake, stuff happens. So you drop a knife. Do not panic. You're at a restaurant. They have lots of knives.
The class is called Steps for Success. It matches seniors with mentors from the professional world to help them make it to graduation and prepare for life after school. The program's Jim Stilgenbauer says a lot of students at Euler don't get this kind of support at home.
We had one student last year that nobody came to her graduation. The only person that was there was her mentor from the program. So having that adult influence to say, okay, I'm involved, I care about you, I'm paying attention to you, is huge for these kids to stay focused.
The business lunch is meant to help them navigate the kinds of grown-up encounters lots of people take for granted. Co-founder Michelle Phelps says at the lunch last year, one student thought his mentor must know the waitress because they had such a friendly conversation.
For them to be exposed to how you interact with people, you know, what you do in those situations, it's not that they don't want to do right, it's just they haven't necessarily seen it or experienced it.
We still did have a student that just stuck a whole chicken with a fork and ate it off the fork, but, you know, baby steps.
So on a chilly Wednesday just before Christmas, the latest crop of seniors heads downtown. Fountain Square is just a short drive from the rundown row houses and empty lots of Lower Price Hill, but it's a world away. 17-year-old Raven Gribbins, dressed up in new jeans and high-heeled boots, totters past ice skaters and a Salvation Army bell ringer to the Rock Bottom Brewery. The chain restaurant and pub is decked out for the holidays and buzzing with the lunch crowd.
Do you ladies care to serve any appetizers today?
You're just going
to
be doing lunches.
Raven's mentor is Holly Gundrum, a real estate investor and physical therapist. They share a table with another senior, Crystal Cornegay, and her mentor. As they study the menu, Raven considers the chicken quesadilla.
Because like the ones they have at Taco Bell, they have some kind of sauce on it.
Yeah.
It's just so good.
But by the time the waiter comes, she's settled on the steak.
How do you like the steak?
Well, not like real burnt, but like well done.
Maybe like a medium.
Holly, her mentor, orders a cup of chili and a salad. While they wait, they talk about sports and college. Both girls have applied to several schools. Raven will be the first in her family to finish high school. Then the food arrives, and the girls face their first etiquette dilemma.
We gotta eat our stuff on fries and pork.
Crystal's mentor shakes her head. They don't have to eat their fries with a fork, so they dig in. The lunch goes well. Nobody drops a knife, and before long, it's time to get back to school. On the drive, Crystal and Raven debrief.
I thought everybody was going to be real, real dressed up, so when I came with pants, I was like, I'm going to be the only person with pants on.
I thought that, too.
As they get farther from downtown, the conversation drifts closer to home.
Raven, did you hear about that boy who died?
Right up there.
By my street?
Yep.
And then it's a lady that's missing, too, right down there. I was like, man.
There was a shooting or something the other day that was right up there by Deals.
Back at school, I get Holly's take on the lunch. She says Raven did pretty well.
Yeah, I guess I would tell her not to order the steak because that was one of the more expensive items on the menu. I'd have just gotten a lunch thing.
Holly knows the finer points of restaurant dining are the least of Raven's worries. The harder part will be getting her to a place where she can use those skills.
I think she's done well looking at all the challenges she's faced, but just graduating from Euler as a senior is not the same as graduating from other high schools in the area, and I think that moving forward into college, she's going to have to work extremely hard. So I worry a little bit about that she could give up.
Raven is determined. She wants to study criminal justice in college and come back and improve the neighborhood.
I want to make something with my life. I don't want to have to depend on anybody or live life like my parents and grandparents had lived. I want to make a better life than what they had.
The kind of life with business lunches. In Cincinnati, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.